Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about goal setting. So don't wish for it, work for it. We are going to be talking about how to work and set and look at your goals and how to achieve them this year. All right, guys. So what are you guys working on?
So, we're all so excited to go. I am working on organizing my office. That has been a big undertaking because I'm not just organizing, I'm purging it.
So that's a lot of work.
Yes. I took everything out of my office other than furniture and reorganizing it, purging through it, and bringing it back in my office. So, yeah, that's several weeks worth of work.
What are you working on, Stephanie?
So my big things for this year so far are just simplifying and focusing. So simplifying, I am reducing the number of product offerings that I have on my website to, and then bringing it all into focus into the art business program. So like the Etsy bootcamp, the art pricing calculator, the three-step program for print on demand are no longer just available for individual purchase, but instead are part of the art business program because I just needed to simplify. And there are some things that are in the program that I'm going to have to readdress, like the bootcamp, Etsy bootcamp, and then, you know, Google Analytics for artists. I got to readdress that one now that we're moving to the new Google Analytics that's going to happen in July of this year. So it's just been a lot of kind of reevaluating what I have done over the last several years, which a lot. Like I had no idea how much I've done, and like this program is freaking awesome. And I'm just like, I'm just kind of bringing it all together so I can really focus in on some better serving that audience and not, you know, being fragmented myself.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work. Too. You guys are putting in tons of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm finally getting my office back together too, since we're talking about that, you know, got new floors and new stuff. So I had to go through and purge a bunch of stuff too, Julie, but I'm actually painting my daughter's cat, Midge. So that's one of my paintings that I'm actually working on.
I can't wait to see it. That's awesome. Now, are you painting it in your normal pop art style or are you?
No, I am doing it realistic and that's why it's taking so long. I did her dog in pop art. She was pink and she was fabulous and it was so fun and I got it done so quick. And now I'm doing Midge and I'm like, I'm just like one little hair at a time. And I'm like, a lot of work. So we have a really cool artist spotlight and Stephanie's.
Yeah. So her name is Talia Stanton and hopefully I'm pronouncing her name right, but she's an Australian based artist. And I love her style. She's just very loose. She's multimedia and I can share it with you guys. I haven't already brought it up, but yeah, check out the show notes and pull up her stuff. So I found about her maybe about like a couple weeks ago. And it was just one of those things. I watched one video after another, just absorbing how she does things. And I love her work. I actually ordered two prints for my daughter and a print for me. Because, awesome. Yeah, and they were shipped today. I got the notification they were shipped. But I just love her style. Talia Stanton. She's a young one too. She was like 15.
Yes. Her stuff is fabulous. Go follow her on everything and sign up news. You will not be. I can't even think of the word. You'll be satisfied. She's amazing.
She's only 15.
No, she started painting when she was 15. She's now like in her 20s and has. Like some of her originals are going for almost $2,000.
Well, I saw one of them is like $13,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're, I'm sorry. I'm looking at an aluminum print. Those are like almost $2,000. So yeah, she's. Yeah.
The originals are.
Very unique. She's a gambling girl too.
Yay. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Very cool.
Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artisaur listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist.
Okay, so we are talking about, it's a new year, guys, 2023, like 2022 flew by like we knew it would. Are you guys looking back at 2022 to set new goals for 2023? Or are you just saying, that's in the past, I'm going to go forward, here's what I want to do this year? Like, or do you do a little bit of both?
I think what I did last year is still, it's just a building block, because I know Julie and I, we kind of have the same philosophy, I guess, on goals. Like we looked at the end goal, what we want, our vision for our future. And yeah. Each year is just kind of a closer step there. And sometimes we're, you know, hanging out on the same step for a couple of years.
Yes.
but we know what steps we got to take to get that goal. So last year, it was, I think there were some learnings and there was definitely some squirrel moment. And, you know, and then I'm just going to build on it this year. So, you know, I started writing the Art Pricing Calculator book last year. This year, I'm going to publicize it. So it's just, you know, things take time. They take way more time than what we originally think.
Mm-hmm. You know? And whoever said, you know, multiply it times four what you think it'll take. I think it's pretty close to
right.
Sometimes it's a little bit more than that. So if you think it's going to take an hour, give yourself four.
Yeah.
It'll take that long. And I'm kind of along those same lines, Stephanie, of, you know, I didn't accomplish the goals I wanted to in 2022, but I made a huge stride forward on those goals in 2022.
Yeah, you kind of like lay the foundation and build the house. And then eventually we're going to move into the house.
Right. That's right. The goal. So, I mean, it's just, I feel really good with where I've ended up, even though most people would be disappointed. But I'm not disappointed because I really feel like I've made the right decisions in order to move forward. Like, I mean, hiring a coach. You know, that was a scary decision and a fearful decision. But at the same time, looking back, I don't think I would necessarily be pushed to where I am had I not done that. So my goals are going to stay pretty much the same for 2023. But I feel like the foundation is laid and I will meet those goals this year.
I was going to ask you if having a coach changed some of your goals or just some of the settings or steps within those goals. Has it changed?
So when he had me do the goal setting thing, I was like, well, I already have my goals. Like they're right here. You know, I can pull them up. So I just use those same goals. We just defined where the focus should be within those because they're all pretty aggressive. And also he helped me define some of the action steps to some of the goals that I did not. It's not that I didn't know what to do. It was that I didn't know what to do. I know that doesn't make sense, but
I think I'm laughing.
You know, it's like
I'm laughing near you because it's like I didn't know what to do because I didn't know what to do. And I get it. I mean, like you write it down, like here's my goal. I don't know how I'm going to get to it or how I'm going to do it, but that's a goal.
Yeah. It's kind of like you don't know what questions to ask when you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of the same thing. It was like I knew what the steps were that I needed to take, but how to get to those steps was my struggle. And so hiring a coach helped me get to those steps.
Okay, so let me ask you guys, do you do, I kind of know how Julie goal sets goals and everything, but do you use something like a SMART goal or goals or a five-step goal or a goal a month or all of the above? What do you do?
Yeah, I definitely use the SMART philosophy, which is
specific
mnemonic device to remember, you know.
Measurable,
SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely, or time-bound. So I use that philosophy, but I no longer have to like, I've been doing this for over 20 years. Right. So, it's one of those things I don't have to put it into a spreadsheet. Like on my website, I actually have a website, a spreadsheet or a workbook that you can download for free. And I'll include a link to help you walk through and create a SMART goal. But I no longer have to use that because it's just now ingrained.
Yeah.
Instead, what I do is I use a program ClickUp and so I basically create a plan in ClickUp and then just follow that and adjust it where I need to, make notes, comments, all sorts of, like, even if I have a question in the middle of the night, I can go to my phone and type it in real quick and make it a task to answer that question. Or, you know, so it keeps me pretty well focused, where I don't think I necessarily had that focus before ClickUp. I mean, I would use spreadsheets. I would use lots of, you know, notebooks to write my little checklist.
Right.
And I still occasionally do that, but I'm finding ClickUp is just way more accessible because I misplaced my notebook. Like one of them is actually downstairs right now, so it's doing me absolutely no good. But I have my ClickUp right here.
Right.
So does that answer your question, Rachel?
Yeah. Well, and yeah, because SMART goals, I usually will do SMART or just like break things down into smaller, like what I've learned from Julie is like for the first half of the year, what I want to accomplish, second half of the year, what I want to accomplish, and then break it down. Or do you do SMART goals within that, which you do in the ClickUp?
One of the things I learned like last year. So last year I had the whole year defined by November. Let's see, what was last year? 2022. I had everything defined in the project plan by November of 2021. When I evaluated what I actually did at the end of 2022, I really deviated big time from the whole plan that I made. So I didn't do that this year. I didn't like say, okay, you know, I didn't develop my blog content calendar down to every 2 weeks. That's how like detailed I was that year. Like I had, new blog posts every 2 weeks, new artwork roll out every month, and I was going to talk about Instagram, which Instagram was crap. So that one went out the door. Then chatbots, I was going to talk about chatbots. Chatbots went out the door because of Facebook rules and stuff. So like, my ability to plan has actually shifted into less of a yearly focus and more onto like a 7 week plan, because you guys know I do the 7 week, every 7 weeks I take a sabbatical. So during that sabbatical now I think about like, what do I want to accomplish in the next 7 weeks that'll drive me to my greater goal?
Yeah.
And it still all falls within that SMART framework, but it's more, I think, focused. I have fewer squirrel moments. And I have fewer rethinking things.
Yeah.
You know.
So let me ask you guys this too. When you're doing, so when you're doing your goals for you, your business, does it include things for yourself, like fitness, financial, social, family, education, spiritual? Does it include that? It seems like it would, because, you know, like, Julie, if you're going to take a new class or you're going to go here, that would be education. Or right. If I'm going to do, you know, take classes, you know, like from you, Stephanie, that's on my education goal. And so I'm wondering, do your goals, are they all inclusive? Yes. Or do you have separate goals for each kind of area?
No, it's all inclusive. Because I'm self-employed, mm-hmm. my health and fitness is directly correlated to my business. So, okay. You know, if I want to start doing 10,000 steps a day or whatever that goal might be, that's directly correlated to my business, because if I'm not at my best, my business isn't at my best. So my goals are all integrated as one whole end goal, which is a personal end goal for what my husband and I want, and you know, where we want to retire and what we want as, you know, a dream one day.
So
everything centered around that.
So do you guys kind of work? To me, that seems like you're kind of working backwards. Like, here's where I want to be. Here's where I am now. So let me take some steps. Like, do you work backwards or do you try and work forwards, or does it depend on the goal?
Well, like, think about this. So I kind of use a little bit of Vince Lombardi's theories and thought processes, at least what I can recall from growing up in Wisconsin. You know, his goal was to win the Super Bowl. So what do you have to do to win that Super Bowl? These are all the things that you need to do. You know, you need to recruit the best players. You need to, you know, have good strategy. You need to have specialty teams and, you know, all these different things. So, like, my end goal is to live at the beach and be able to view the ocean.
Speak with dolphins.
Right. That's my end goal. That's ours as a family. That's our end goal. So what steps do I need to take as a whole from a business owner perspective, as well as a personal perspective, in order for that to happen? You know, if I'm not healthy and I'm not eating healthy, then I'm not going to make it to that end goal because my body's going to give out. If I'm not getting enough freelance work in to pay for our kids' college education, that end goal is not going to happen because I'm going to be giving it all to college instead of saving some and giving some to college education. So to me, I think that's the same if you work in a business as well, that if you're not healthy, you're not giving your all to that business
mm-hmm.
in order to make your income to reach your end goal. So for my philosophy is that end goal needs to be really personable mm-hmm. because everything you do should relate back to it. And if you're passionate about that end goal, you're going to make the right decisions and say no to the things that need said no to, which is, I think, the most important point, and say yes to the things that need to be said yes to.
Stephanie, I feel like you kind of do that as well, because you like to take care of yourself and family. And I feel like you do the same.
Well, now I don't remember where I got this, but the way that I look at it is, and I just kind of drew the diagram again, is it's like a bicycle wheel with a spoke.
Yes.
The spokes represent, you know, a financial, spiritual, physical, family, and entrepreneurial in our mindset. And then at the center of that, on the bicycle wheel, it's kind of holding all those spokes, is the life that you want, you know, the kind of end goal. And so it's a matter of balancing all of those goals, the financial, spiritual, physical, family, and entrepreneurial, to make that bicycle run smoothly.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy task.
at all.
No, it's not at all.
So, and I mean, sometimes you'll be wobbling along because you're paying more attention to, you know, your family, for example, maybe you're being a caregiver. So because you're a caregiver for that time, your entrepreneurial spoke is going to go down. Mm-hmm. And then, so you're kind of wobbling along, but it's temporary. You're going to inflate that later, inflate that part of the tire or whatever later. So it's, and that was one of my top goals this year was to focus on balance and focus, simplify and focus. So everything is all about balance, simplify, focus, and with those categories in mind. And like Julie said, it all plays into the amount of time that you have available because, you know, I want to go to the gym minimum 4 times a week. Well, that takes 2 hours away from my business side.
Yeah.
But I know at 4 o'clock, I have to be done with the business side to focus on the family and nutrition side. Spiritual just kind of, for me, happens when it happens.
Right.
Well, and I think you brought up an important part, and I know for a fact that we have friends and listeners and fellow artists who, like you said, they become a caregiver or something happens to them or they're moving or like big things in their life are happening. And sometimes, and you're going to have to be okay with that, is you got to set those goals aside and you have to be in the present. Because, you know, like one of our friends was going traveling back and forth, be a caregiver, parent. And there's no way, you know, she got a lot of work or artwork, but she was able to, you know, listen to books and listen to podcasts and, like, you know, work on that education side when she could and, you know, has put it to work. So I think goals are great. And always have them right here. But like when life hits you in the face, like you said, you know, Stephanie, you've got like, okay, by 4 o'clock, I'm done because I'm with family. And I know Julie does the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're going to work out, here's my workout. You know, that's, and I love it, Julie. And if you could talk more about how you put white space in.
Yeah. So
your goal setting. So that way you're not just burning yourself out, because if you stay on like a track where you are doing, and I'm goal oriented and I'm doing this, you can be burned out by March.
Right. So, I mean, like, think about it this way. If your goal is, I want to make $10,000 by the end of this year with my art on XYZ site or online or print on demand, whatever that is. You define where it is you're going to make that $10,000. That goal needs to be broken down into smaller goals in order to get to that. Because you're not just going to say, I'm going to make this and it's going to happen just by me putting stuff out there. There's marketing that needs to be done. There's all these little tasks that need to be done in order to meet that bigger goal. And those tasks are what go into your daily task list or weekly task list, however you keep track of your tasks. And things come up in there. And you need to have what I call the white space, because like we, you know, the saying is like, if you think something's going to take you an hour, you need to set aside 4 hours to do it. You know, multiply what you think it'll take you times four. I was drafting an email that was supposed to take me less than 15 minutes, and it ended up taking me an hour, literally, because I as I was answering these questions, oh, shoot, I got to go look that up. Oh, I got to go look this up. Oh, let me go double check that I'm telling her the right thing. You know, so having that white space in your day, you know, it's before we got onto the podcast, my kids are texting me. My son says he has a doctor's appointment. I need to send a note to the school. Like, I didn't plan for that to happen, even though that only took me 10, 15 minutes to deal with and manage. It's 10 to 15 minutes away from my little task to meet my bigger goal. If I didn't have a way in my day.
Yeah. And it was a distraction. So well, that too. It probably took you another 5-10 minutes to get back on track.
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah.
That's all very true. You know, and it's like, you know, my goals have been pretty much the same for the last 4 years. It started in 2021. My mom started going downhill in 2019. 2020, she passed away and I had to care for her. And then I had, and then you had COVID in there. And I mean, you know, so even I've got to put that into perspective that my goals may have stayed the same. And I just bring that up because, Rachel, you brought up, you know, things happen and we've got to be flexible and adaptable. And because the end goal is still the very same, that big dream has not changed. Mm-hmm. Will I get to that big dream? Well, I'm doing everything in my power that if I was to die today, I know that I've done what I could to help my family get to that big dream.
So the center spoke has very not changed.
Personal. Yeah.
But yeah. The spokes have changed, or proportions of the spokes have changed.
That's what has to be adaptable. Mm-hmm. So I had to go take care of my family. So my entrepreneurial side took a hit.
Right.
You know, and I'm recovering from that. That's what I did most of 2022, is recover from that hit of 2020 and 2021. Because in 2019, I was only working part-time. So my point to that story is not to tell something about me. It's to tell that you have to be adaptable as much as your SMART goals are. I mean, Stephanie gave a great example to that a minute ago, too, with how you have scroll moments. And there's things out of your control on your goal list and all that. If you're very rigid with your goals, and that's why I think people are taught is to be really rigid, then you're never, well, I won't say never, because never, you'll have a harder time getting there if something happens.
And you have a couple things for me is like, one is the flexible. You got to be flexible. And that's what I think, like the SMART methodology doesn't really account for that. It's just like, here's how to do it. And then we as individuals have this problem where, you know, just because it's written doesn't mean it can't be erased and rewritten.
Right.
And like this past weekend, so you guys know that I'm like uber goal oriented, all of that. And I used ClickUp. I had like 20 items or more in my list of overdue. Oh, no. And so I was like, okay, Ben had reserves this past weekend. I was like, it's my goal this weekend is to clear out that overdue. And so most people would think, oh God, she's going to get all that done. Mm-mm. I just rescheduled a lot of it to get it off. Because if I didn't
get it done, I'm clapping. That is so awesome.
There were some that I got done, but there was like most of it. Like, I really don't need to do this. Delete. I really don't need to do this. Delete. This to next month, move this to 3 months down the line.
Yeah.
But yeah, just be flexible, be, you know, gracious to yourself. There's going to be a time and place for everything. And if it's on your mind, on your heart, and it's part of your future, it will get done.
Yeah. And you reminded me of something too when you said that about the SMART goals. You know, they are rigid. And I think something that people aren't taught is, we're taught to come up with these goals that get us to financial freedom or lose 20 pounds or eat nutritionally, or they're just these random goals. And really, in a sense, that's how we're trained. And I think that's how SMART goal concept is to a certain degree. Granted, you have to have a SMART goal.
Yeah.
But I think where I change things is, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And what's my passion? And when you shift your mindset to that, which is this big thing that may take 10, 15, 20 years to achieve, depending on your age, you know, that shifts my mindset on my goals.
Yeah.
Because now I'm more adapt. Like, I got asked to do some photography stuff. And I'm like, I still haven't said yes to it. I haven't said no to it either. But I'm like, how does that really even add up to what I'm going for goal-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not that I can't do it. It's not that I don't want to do it. It's that I don't know if it's really a feasible thing to do? And will it make me enough to be worth derailing myself a little bit to do that?
Yeah.
You know,
I also hear what you guys are saying is to reevaluate at a certain point.
Oh, yeah. I reevaluate quarterly.
Yeah. I would reevaluate almost every 7 weeks. Yeah, because I have time to think. During that time, it's for me to think about, am I serving to the best of my ability? Am I filling my life to the best of my ability? When I died, are people going to remember me for this? And like, am I doing these things for that? You know, those types of things. Are you guys hearing my chair squeak every time I wiggle?
Nope.
Okay, good. No. I wiggle a lot.
I've been doing that too. I've been like, I'm squirming.
I am too.
I know sorry. You are hearing my dog.
That's us squirming.
Look at that little baby just playing in your arms like a baby.
I know. I had to pick her up because they're being so loud. So sorry, audience, if you hear my dogs.
Well, I think we have set some really good actionable things that people can do to help themselves this year. Setting goals or setting points as, you know, checkpoints or however they want to term it. I think, you know, we get some really good ideas.
And I'll, like I said, I'll include in the show notes like a free download that you can go get. Called Put the Smart in Your Art Goals. And then I'm also going to put a reference to Julie came and taught a class in the art business program about planning for creatives. And it was really good. It built a vision board. It really set the tone for, you know, achieving your goals. And I know I have my little vision board that we created from that as in my ClickUp.
I have it too. I still have mine. I was going to say it's a really good class to check out. And I know that Julie has some wonderful planners.
Yes.
That are available online and also at her studio.
And I'll include a link to her planner too.
So you guys let us know what you're doing this year. Are you setting goals? Are you setting goals for your art business or for your business or just maybe just trying to get your artwork out or doing more artwork? What are you doing for this year? We would love to hear from you. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.